Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Welcome to the Buzz Archive Friday edition of the 24-7. Good one for you. Taking it back a few years, maybe 4 years, maybe a little more than that. When we were joined by a couple of guys that just happened to have seats in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Roger Glover and Ian Pace of Deep Purple on the Buzz 24/7 Archive Friday. Enjoy the new single, All I Got Is You, the new album, which is going to be coming out. It's called Infinite, and we're joined by the legendary. We got Roger Glover and Ian Pace, both of Deep Purple. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi there, Greg.
Good morning. Now, let me ask, are you guys both in the same location?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, we're in the middle of Germany. We're in Dusseldorf.
Okay, you sound a lot like we do on the show. Unfortunately, we have to sit next to each other.
We have to each other.
How are you, gentlemen? You got to be excited. You got the new album coming out, and you got to be excited about that. I'll start with you, Roger. How are you doing?
I'm very excited. I'm so excited. I'm beside myself.
And Ian, just so you know, Roadkill on our show is a fellow drummer, so a little bit in common here with us. That's about the extent of the what you have in common with
Roadkill. Yeah, that's all we have in common.
He praises you.
No, we can both count to four.
Then
we start again.
There you go. You know, I was reading, I read up on you guys and what you've been up to, and Roger, I think it was an interview that you did that I found really interesting, and the band it's a legendary band, Deep Purple. It's been through a lot of changes. You know, it had the hiatus, you know, the breakups and things, and it was an interesting thing that I think you said, Roger, was it became a job, it was boring, and now you're happier than you've ever been doing this music, because now it feels like it did when the band first began, correct?
Yeah, kind of. It's always a privilege to be up on stage, but we, in the 70s, I think we did 6 separate tours of America.
Yeah.
And a Japanese tour, and an album. Mm-hmm. And it sort of got to the point where we were being overworked, to the point where going on stage, I had this feeling, it doesn't matter what I play, the crowd's going to go nuts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start kind of losing respect for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it becomes a job and boring. But, things are different now. We have a different perspective on things. And you say we've been up and down a lot. Yeah, but it's true. But the last 23 years has been very...
Right.
Consistent comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do enjoy what we do, I mean, that's the basic secret of Purple, is we love it.
Well, the fans, I mean, loyal as all get out. This is Roger Glover and Ian Pace on the phone from Deep Purple Roadkill.
You guys have had some pretty amazing frontman go through. Is it tough when you keep the foundation of Deep Purple, but then you get somebody in like, you know, David Coverdale, and then it changes with Glenn, and it goes with Joe, and different people you have in? How do you keep the foundation of Deep Purple?
Well, Ian Pace is the foundation of Purple.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like any relationship over a long period of time. You just got to stick at it. You know, it's sometimes too easy to throw something valuable away, and sometimes you find you've made a mistake, and
yeah.
It's too late to go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you hold the nucleus together, you have a chance of salvaging it. If you let that nucleus go, it just disappears into the ether and never gets seen again. So, you know, if I've had one important factor other than trying to play drums for the band, it's just being here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sort of given us a bedrock to sort of hold things together in the most difficult of times. And it's not nice when you wake up in the morning, you've got a band, in the afternoon you haven't got a band.
Yeah.
It's not really a great feeling.
I hate afternoons.
Afternoon again.
Is that, I mean, what, as you guys have had more experience, you've matured, are you still in the heavy metal cycle? Like, I always wonder, you know, that there's the old, the rockers that there was a time maybe in life when the day didn't start till 4 or 5 in the afternoon, right? When you pretty much stay up all night and you sleep during the day. Where are you guys at now?
Oh, the good old days.
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah, but then you have children and it all stops.
You got to figure it all out.
That's good. If you're smart, that's the thing. Do you look at your place? We talk every once in a while to bands that have been put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that difficult to get your head around, or is that something you just don't really concern yourself with, or I would assume you're appreciative of it?
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Yes, I walk around now with my own red carpet and a crown.
But you are in...
Followed by some... It doesn't matter really to us. I mean, what matters is the music.
Yeah.
And all these accolades and gongs and gold records and things, they're all very nice. I mean, they're icing on the cake, but they don't really change anything. They're part of the course of being in a rock band, if you're lucky enough to last that long.
I never thought rock and roll really had should... try and compete with Hollywood with its, you know, self-awarded prizes.
Okay.
It seems to go against the very ethos of what the music stands for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's nice to be in a club of supposedly, you know, superior beings. But really, it's more the fans of the artists who get inducted. They're the ones that really feel... happy about it.
That's how I see it.
I don't think it affects the artist
too much. Yeah,
well, that's how the I years, see it. They've now, people like Steve Miller and everybody have like kind of like looked down upon it. Like,
well, for the same reason I think Ian was just talking about.
I mean, it's not about, once you get nominated in, you have to pay to get your seats in and go to watch yourself get, I mean, come on.
But you said it though, as a fan, and you guys are fans of rock music, you grew up with bands that you love, to have them recognized as some of the founding members of heavy metal music. I mean, you, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, that's the trio that kind of founded heavy metal music, if you ask me. So I always appreciate it when a band that I like is seen that way. And that's where I'm coming from when I ask that question.
Yeah, but the problem is I didn't ask you.
Okay, that's true. Fair.
How presumptuous of you.
To be a fan and to want good things for you.
Dare you.
I am out of line. I am sorry. This is Ian Pace and Roger Glover from Deep Purple.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Is Deep Purple on good terms with Richie Blackmore, or is that in the past?
Well, you've kind of answered your question in a way. Richie is part of our past, of course, and a huge, great part of our past.
Mm-hmm.
But he's isolated himself from us, not us from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I speak for pretty much everyone in the band. Everyone has the greatest respect for Richie as a musician. He was absolutely peerless. But he's put himself in this position that he wants to do his own thing and go his own way, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah,
If you were to ask Richie that same question, you'd probably get a more interesting answer.
you talk about how the last 23 years, everything's been going fine. You guys have been getting along. You're happy with what you're doing. You're happy as individuals. When it comes to recording with the new record, Infinite, how different of it? Like, what's the biggest besides technology? Do you approach recording any differently now than maybe you did in the earlier days?
Absolutely not.
No.
We record in very much the same way. I think in the 80s we got sort of fooled into, you know, the technology of the time and sampling and MIDI and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But basically, we record now exactly the same way we did when we played, when we recorded in Rock or Machine Head,
yeah,
which is basically all together, right, live in the studio. Bang.
Yep.
Done.
Are you guys glad you came out when you did, or do you wish that you were coming out now?
What do you mean?
As in, you know, the music's changed so much. Is, do you think it's easier then or now?
No, it's almost impossible now.
Yeah.
It's so hard for young bands to actually get enough exposure to play enough shows.
Yeah.
You have to remember when I was semi-pro at 15, I was playing 3 shows every week. And at 17, when I was professional, I was playing 6-7 shows every week. Oh. And if you had the juice, and you could get really, really good really, really fast. And that's the difference, you know.
Yeah.
We could play the shows every night, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but it's DJ's fault.
I'm not even going to... I'm not.
Every last one of them. Yeah. DJs are cheaper than musicians.
DJs all doing all the weddings and stuff. I was just... I wanted to ask, you're going out on the road this summer. You guys are going to be coming up to New England. Everybody's excited about the show. You're going to be touring with Alice Cooper. That's going to be a dynamite
good
night of rock music, right?
And Edgar Winter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Edgar Winter's with us as well.
That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's a great, great ticket. Give Alice his due. He's one of the hardest acts to follow in the world because he's just so good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's full on entertainment and a great deal of fun.
And a down
guy. He definitely keep us honest on that tour. That's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, we've seen other people tour
There'll
with him.
There'll be no slacking.
You're right. Yeah, we've seen some other people tour with him. I think that felt that very thing that you're talking about. Absolutely. Well, guys, it's great to get a chance to talk to you. We appreciate you, Deep Purple. Thank you very much for all the years. This is the Engine Room. This is it. The rhythm section powers the band.
Amen.
Right here. It's nice to get a chance to talk to you. And thanks for taking some time to come on with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, man.
You got it. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Very welcome. Roger Glover and Ian Pace.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Yeah, see, the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing for me is an acknowledgement of the bands that I love.
Well,
but
so
to
you
them,
always
they don't,
say that,
don't
you
care.
Know, you want Jay Giles in there, whatever.
I do, because for me, I want the Jay Giles band to be recognized for the great band that they are.
But
were.
To them, they're probably like, yeah, whatever. It's a bunch of...
I don't know. There's also part of that whole artist thing that it's not cool to say how much you appreciate it. No, don't do it for the awards. Well, we don't.
But
do
say
what
you
do.
Want. But say what you want. They probably at some point go into their house and look at it.
That certainly doesn't power what we do. Like we've been lucky enough to be awarded with things, and we don't seek out that kind of thing. But it's nice. You kind of go, oh, that's nice.
Still Somebody waiting for my steak dinner.
Something nice of us.
There you go.
Deep Purple.
All right.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us today on the Buzz 24/7. We will see you on Monday, right back at it. Matt Chatham's going to join us talking about the Patriots, ESPN's Eric Fried, What's Your Point, all of that coming up on Monday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.